Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. It's been described as one of the worst designed buildings in Perth, but the Perth Convention Centre is set for a major facelift. Property giant Brookfield has taken a stake in the lease of the building with plans to freshen it up and increase the capacity of the theatre from 2,500 to 4,000 people. A move welcomed by Perth's Lord Mayor, Basil Zemplis.
Perth has suffered because we haven't had a venue with a capacity that can attract the big conventions from around the world. This gives us a chance to get those big events, activate our city, and once and for all change the look of the convention centre, which has always been a point of contention for most West Australians.
A man is in Royal Perth Hospital this morning after a bashing at a bus station. Police say a 39-year-old was punched in the face, fell to the ground during a fight. It happened at the Mirrabooka bus station about 9:30 p.m. Perth to Johannesburg flights are on the way back, with Qantas set to include at least three trips a week to the schedule from November. Meantime, the mask mandate is being lifted on international flights. It'll include the Perth to Rome direct flight, which starts on Saturday. Australian Federation of Travel Agents, Dean Long, wants the mandate gone on all airlines.
One of the things we need to come to terms with air travel at the moment is that we've followed the health advice, but the health advice is changing across the board through varying countries. So we do need to see now some consistency. If it's safe in one direction, it should be safe in the other.
An extensive land and air search will resume this morning for a man who's missing near Newman. Michael Gill's car has been located in the area. In sport, Frio fan favourite Michael Frederick comes straight back into the side this Saturday for the clash with Carlton. The forward served a one-week suspension for breaking team drinking rules. Coach Dustin Longmuir telling Seven he's ready to go.
Yeah, he'll come back into the side. He's handled this situation really maturely. He's trained really well over the last couple of weeks and, yeah, he's ready to come back in.
Well, at the Eagles, Nick Natanui has a chance of playing waffle as early as this weekend. The West Coast Eagles hosting Essendon Friday night at Optus Stadium.
Listener.